As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Friday, April the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, small town America, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out again to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and also AM 1710, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Wouldn't I just love to continue on and on and on with a long list of all of the affiliates and broadcasters. But again, thank you so much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. That contact information and so much more available on the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. Precious metals this morning continue to traverse a very narrow band near $1,150. We'll talk about that. A veritable potpourri of disgusting, dirty global daily news. That'll be our forte for the first hour, probably. The history of law, property, readings in law, John Locke, and more in the second hour. You're not going to want to miss the second hour. We're going to turn up a little philosophical radicalism that might put you on your ear. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for Friday, April the 16th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago. We find gold trading off $7.90 at $1,150.90 an ounce. Silver lost 16 cents so far, $18.24 an ounce. Platinum loses 10 bucks. Yeah, it's that way. Platinum loses 10 bucks this morning, trading at $1,709, $1,709 a troy ounce for platinum, and palladium loses 7 at $536 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far, $1,149.50 for a low, $1,158.60 for a high. We've got about a $9 spread there, and it's been going that way all week. You've noticed it's kind of been pegged in there right at that 1,150 area all week. And so it's a very narrow band. It's traversing horizontally. It's building a lot of support to go higher. And I think it most likely will do that. But at $1,150.90 an ounce, your gold is up year to year, $276.60 for a 31.64% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,157 an ounce, and it's trading below that right now. We'll be back. Stay with us. Much more to come.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, April the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's close out that market report for today. After trading again out of New York City at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we find gold trading off $7.90 an ounce, trading at $1,150.90. Silver lost 16 cents so far at $18.24 an ounce. Platinum drops 10 bucks, trades at $1,709 a troy ounce. And palladium loses 7 at $536 an ounce. The SPDR gold shares this morning remain unchanged. Just, they're still holding ostensibly, reportedly, 1,141.04 tons in their treasure chest, or a State Street Advisors dollar value of $42.34 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday 21 points at 11,145. The NASDAQ closed up 11 at 2516. And the S&P, that standard and oh so very poor 500 companies index, up 1 at 1212. Crude oil this morning, we're going to talk about crude oil here in a moment, but crude oil loses $1.10 in early trading at $84.41 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 18 basis points at 80.61 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. Do check that site out. But, of course, all this impacts the foreign exchange market, the foreign exchange rates, the Canadian loonie. still at parity with the U.S. dollar, down, however, 0.25% basis points, but the multiplier there for those that are technical is 1.0044, so you're going to slide a buck across the table for every buck the Canadians hand back. The Mexican peso loses 29 basis points, trades on still on the high side of 8 cents, trading at 8 cents at 12.2000 pesos per buck. The euro this morning loses 60 basis points, trades at $1.35 U.S. The British pound off 49 at $1.54, and the Swiss franc losing 47 basis points. All the foreign exchange currencies that we have in our little basket here, the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, basket of trading currencies, our trading partners. The Swiss franc moves down 47 basis points, trades at 94 cents U.S. In the bond market this morning, the bonded indebtedness, yeah, you can buy bonded indebtedness from the Treasury. The two-year bonds are yielding 0.98%. The 10-year yield is at 3.80, and the 30-year 4.69. In the fixed mortgage market, the 15-year fixed mortgage moves up from 4.36% a month ago to 4.38% this morning. The 30-year moves up as well from 5.06% a month ago to 5.19%. That's that news. Let's go to this news. Rather interesting stuff here. Of course, there's many different ways of looking at trying to get our wrap our mind around or put our finger on the pulse, if you will, of the global economic disorder. Here's an unusual one. But they say off Bloomberg by Courtney Schlisserman. Maybe Schlisserman. Schlisserman. Well, all right, that's her name. Well, I'll just skip that. Truckers' credit card swipes point to broader rebound. Yeah, that's what they're saying. The amount of diesel fuel bought using credit cards at U.S. truck stops increased in March to the highest level in more than a year. Doesn't tell us how many sandwiches they sold or how many biscuits and gravy they served up, but it does tell us that they bought some diesel fuel. Of course, that's one of the things you have to do if you're driving a truck. But anyway, indicating the recovery is broadening beyond manufacturing. Well, here's the article. The Ceridian UCLA Pulse of Commerce Index. The Ceridian UCLA Pulse of Commerce Index. Well, I never heard of that before. But of course, when you finance the education systems, they set up all these little things and they set up their own indexes. And this seems to be one of them. Whether they're credible or not, I don't really know. Can't testify to that. But this is their report, which measures fuel consumption, rose 1% last month to reach the highest level since September of 2008. A report showed yesterday the gauge has increased every month since November, with the exception of February, when the East Coast blizzards hampered travel. Well, if it's not blizzards, it's floods. If it's not floods, it's windstorms. If it's not windstorms, it's ice storms. And if it's not that, it'll be something else. We'll find out some of the trouble they're having in Europe in a moment. But anyway, truck tonnage, which accounts for 68% of freight transported in the U.S., increased on a year-over-year basis in February for a third straight month. A separate report from the American Trucking Association showed companies such as Conway are benefiting from inventory rebuilding, increased exports, and stronger sales. Increased exports. I wonder what we're exporting today. Inventory rebuilding, in other words, they're restocking their shelves. All right, they sold out everything they could possibly sell out, got rid of all of those old fruitcakes and Stouffer's candies that they haven't been able to market in 3 years, pitched out all of those flowers and things like that that they just drag out from the back of the store from year to year. Anyway, they got rid of all of that. They're buying another bunch of it. But apparently increased exports and stronger sales. He says, "We're climbing out of the hole," said Bob Costello, the chief economist at the American Trucking Association, said in an interview. If you can't trust a trucker, who can you trust, right? It's a moderate economic recovery, and trucking is going to be like that as well. Is going to be like that. Is going to be. That's a future forecast. That's not something that's actually happening. But national truckage was up. Truck tonnage was up 2.6% in February from a year earlier on a seasonally adjusted basis. They say Figures don't lie, but liars can figure. The group said in March the 26th, its index is up 7.7% since reaching a seven-year low in April of 2009. The measure fell 8.7% in 2009, the most in 27 years. I don't know if this is like the climate change stuff they discovered about the East Anglia emails reported on all of that, but maybe there's some credibility in this. There's more here. Manufacturing rebound. The gains follow a rebound in manufacturing. A federal report from the Federal Reserve tomorrow is projected to show production at factories, mines, and utilities. Let's see. April 14th, so this is old news. I wonder if that report did come out that way. I'll have to check. Maybe I can get that during the break. Sales at U.S. retailers climbed in March, more than anticipated. Commerce Department figures showed purchases increased 1.6%, the most in 4 months, compared with 1.2% median increase forecast in the Bloomberg News of Survey of Economists. But I want you to think about that, my friends. They talk about a surge here. Surge, yeah, right. Increases, 1.6%. You know, if you had a dollar in your pocket and you feel rates around in your pocket and down there in the Levi's, you know how it feels inside of your Levi pockets. You really don't want to put your fingers all the way down in there. But anyway, if you do put your fingers all the way down in there, sometimes you'll find a lint ball. Am I the only one? What would happen if you found a penny in your lint ball? Well, if you found a penny in your lint ball and you had a dollar in your pocket and you pulled out the dollar and the penny, that penny would represent the increase here that they're talking about. This great boom, this great bubble. That penny you found down there with the lint, 1%. Well, I guess that's better than a poke in the eye of the shark stick. Maybe it's a prior to 1982 penny. It's really copper. We'll be back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
You know, we hear all the time about Ben Bernanke speaks or Timothy Geithner said, but, you know, you start to think about it, and all of us have been out on the highway. We know that that the truckers move America. They really do. Anyway, so let's find out just a little bit more about this article. I think it's well worth our time because it reveals some things here that kind of glossed over in the beginning. Sometimes it's important to read the last couple of paragraphs. Douglas Stotler, the chief executive officer at Conway, again, this is a trucking company, said in an interview, there are days that the San Mateo-based California hauler is turning down as many as 145 load orders because of capacity constraints. Of course, you know, you've cut back all of your trucks and your truckers are all sitting idle all around the world. We've heard about all of these cargo containers that are over there in places in Asia that are just piling up, and they're trying to figure out what to do with them all, and they don't know what to do with all of the empties. But anyway, let's continue. Give him the benefit of the doubt here. He says he's turning down as many as 145 load orders because of capacity constraints. The company started to see improvements in the third quarter. He said, surge in demand, this is the headline here, a year ago, we were looking at downsizing the workforce and cost control. Stotler said in an interview, now the issues are how do you take advantage of an economy that appears to be rebounding? How do you take advantage of the surge in demand? Of course, this is always important to understand this word demand. Keep your eyes peeled for it when you find it. If there's going to be sustainable development, we have to sustain demand. That means that we have to get you interested in having an iPad. And then you're going to need to go out and buy an iPad with all the bells and whistles, right? That's the only way you can sustain environmental and economic development. You have to develop and sustain demand. But how do you take advantage of the surge? Remember, we're talking this minor little blip, that penny down in the lint with your dollar bill. How do you take advantage of the surge? Conway's truckload volumes were up 30% in January and February from the same months in 2009. So from a year ago when they laid off everybody they could possibly lay off, they're now up 30% from otherwise down number. Still doesn't get you back into the sunshine. It just means that you're up from a down number. The company is also seeing growth in its partial truckload business. In other words, people are going in on a truckload of stuff, you know, four or five businesses. Well, we'll take two boxes of graham crackers, three boxes of Rye Crisps, and a couple more of those doodle-doos. And we'll combine our load with somebody else's ballpoint pens and somebody else's hosiery. And together, all of us can go together and we can rent a truck to bring some of this stuff out to our store in Missouri. Well, anyway, it appears to be across both retail and manufacturing, Stotler said. We're seeing multiple touch points that are verifying to us that the economy is definitely recovering. Touch points, multiple places where they stop and they pick up material or they stop and deliver material and so forth. The number of trucking jobs in the U.S. has increased in three of the last 5 months. According to the Labor Department data, truck transportation companies have added 1,000 workers in March. Now, there's 50 states in the union, of course. Times 20 would be 1,000 workers. Husband and wife team, take that out. There's 18 people left, a couple people for the factory, a couple of people, let's say, swamping vans and containers, a couple of mechanics here and there. Well, I guess, 1,000 workers. We had, what, 480,000 people signed up for the first jobless claims just this month as well. I guess that transportation company adding 1,000 workers is more kind of like just a very sharp pencil dot on an otherwise bleak horizon, but give them the credit of the doubt and proceed. Edward Lehmer, chief economist for Ceridian UCLA Pulse of Commerce Index, said the report points to an economy that may have grown at a 4% annual rate in the first quarter. Such a pace is consistent with job gains, though not enough to help bring down the unemployment rate. Wait a minute. Why doesn't that work out? Job gains, though not enough to help bring down the unemployment rate. He continues, he says, quote, I call it a frugal recovery. So let's see, we've got a statistical recovery and a human recession, and this fellow is saying, I call it a frugal recovery. Well, no doubt the wordsmiths will come up with all other kind of manner and things, but let's go to a different article along the same result here, carrying on from what we talked about earlier this week. The yuan, you know, China's yuan being pegged to the U.S. dollar, 6.28, I think it is, something like that, 6.28 yuan per dollar. Been pegged there for quite a while. Well, the yuan plan reflects China consensus, not U.S., PBOC advisor says. Remember, they went over, they strong-armed on Hu Jintao. Barry the usurper and the boys went over there, you know, strong-arming him. Again, this is the debtor trying to influence the creditor, but this is the article, Bloomberg News, New News today. China has come to a consensus building, that's the Delphi technique, on adjusting its exchange rate gradually. In other words, they're going to start inflating the yuan, and wants to avoid the impression that it is bowing to U.S. pressure by allowing appreciation, central bank advisor Li Daoqi said. President Hu Jintao asserted China's right to act independently in meetings with U.S. President Barry the Usurper. Which wouldn't be a bad idea. So the policy change, quote, won't be seen as giving in to external pressure, Li said in an interview with the state-run central television broadcast last night. Well, at least they're honest about that. We just call it CNBC here. CBS, NBC, Fox News. Whose comments? No. Is not Yahoo. Anyway, have helped resolve pressure from U.S. congressmen. And it goes on and on, long article here. But that gives you an idea that they're starting to kowtow, if you will. More trouble in Europe, no doubt about that. More trouble in Europe. This one off of Bloomberg as well. Alex Morales and Steve Rothwell. Continuing from a story which broke the other day here. Europe's flight chaos worsens as the ash cloud spreads. Europe's air travel chaos worsened as the ash cloud from the Icelandic volcano spread as far east as Moscow, cutting off parts of Britain, France, and Germany and threatening weekend travel. Some of those weekend travelers, by the way, is Barry the Usurper and the gang. I guess they're going to go ahead and stuff Lech Kaczynski in the ground without Barry coming along. They're not going to wait. The family wants to put him in the ground. Barry, the president of their country, Poland. Barry the Usurper and the boys are concerned about air flight, as they should. Air travel is not something that is really good. And you're flying through these ash clouds. Here's the article. Europe's air travel chaos worsened as the Europe's air travel chaos worsened as the ash cloud from Icelandic volcanoes spread as far east as Moscow, blah, blah, blah. As many as 15,000 flights may be lost in the region today, or about half the usual timetable, according to Brian Flynn, operations chief at Eurocontrol, which oversees the region's flight paths. That's up from 8,000 cancellations yesterday. Ash from the eruption of Iceland's 5,500-foot, I won't even begin it, volcano, drifted southeast overnight. A 5,500-foot, yeah, that's a little hill, but it's active volcano. Anyway, what they say. Then while airports in Scotland, Norway, and Ireland opened, others were shutting as the clouds spread, and as many as 6 million passengers could be affected if the closures extend into a third day, according to the Centre for Asia Pacific Aviation. You would say that the plot thickens, but here the ash widens. We'll be right back.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seapanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. The outlook for today is, in fact, worse, Flynn said in an interview with Bloomberg Television. The forecast is that most of the northern European airports will remain closed for most of the day. Bad news. Bad news bears out there. It's going to cost them a lot of money, too, but I don't know. Maybe all the prayers that have been raised up to the Toltec goddess by Karen Quinn Tostado and the others, maybe they're having a little bit more impact with their general strike. Certainly, all of this business is grounded from the 15th, the 16th, and maybe the 17th and the 18th, and that, well, we don't know when that'll stop. The article gets a little bit more interesting down near the bottom. Let me get down there. The volcano could continue to erupt like this for several days, possibly even for a few weeks. We just don't know at the moment, volcanologist Laughlin said in a Bloomberg television interview. Wind directions are also, quote unquote, very unfavorable for the UK and Europe right now, she said. The ash threat will continue through April the 18th for Europe, based on prevailing airstreams, AccuWeather.com says. NATS is not expecting a rapid improvement in the conditions. Quote, in general, the situation cannot be said to be improving with any certainty as the forecast affected area appears to be closing in from east to west, the agency said in a statement. The agency said, not an individual, but anyway, airspace over the Polish city of Krakow is closed as it prepares to welcome world leaders, including the usurper, for the funeral of late President Lech Kaczynski on April the 18th. Three sixes. Delaying the funeral has become a very serious possibility, according to the country's presidential minister, but of course there are other articles on the web where the family is saying, I don't think so. I don't think so. We'll just bury our dead and Barry can stay in Washington. Anyway, once they start operations again, obviously, we'll have aircraft in places they are not supposed to be. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. A spokesman for the UK Civil Aviation Authority said, it takes time before normal operations resume flying once again. Extra buses and trains are being rolled out. They're talking about Indonesia, so on and so forth. I'm seeing if I can find this 1800s thing here. Let's see if I can find it. It doesn't matter. Well, back in the 1800s, this same kind of a volcanic expression continued for over a year. So they're not out of the woods yet on this volcano. I don't imagine that Al Gore will be traveling to Iceland to try and measure the carbon dioxide impact here and the man-made global warming impacts here of a errant country that allows a volcano to just go on and on endlessly. Can't someone cap it? Can't we put a pipe and redirect all that ash back into the soil so that pipe it down underground and meter it and tax it? My goodness. Of course, if anybody really understands it, you'll know that this is a real good thing for nature. That volcanic ash is a fantastic fertilizer. You should have seen what happened in the woods around Mount St. Helens. Everyone welcomed that ash. It's a fantastic rejuvenator. It's a fantastic earth builder, if you will. This is another interesting story, climate-related, Agenda 21, global green energy and all that sort of stuff-related article. This, again, off of Bloomberg by Joe Carroll. Exxon's oozing Texas oil pits haunt residents as XTO deal nears. What's this all about? Bo Vavarusa was heaping dirt into the path of a wildfire on a Texas ranch in October of 2007 when his tractor rammed an ExxonMobil Corporation natural gas pipeline hidden in a thicket. Whoa, Bo. Bad news. Flames engulfed the tractor, burning his face, arms, and hands as he fled, no doubt. Here's his quote. I thought I was fixing to die, said Vavarusa, 28. Who was earning $10 an hour to groom the ranch for quail and dove hunters. This is a very long article, folks. Take the time to go up on Bloomberg this morning and read it. It's going to be rather revealing, rather interesting here. Exxon, the biggest U.S. oil producer, has neglected this stretch of Texas since its oil fields began drying up in the 1970s. So we're talking 40 years of neglect. Said Jerry Patterson, the state's general land office commissioner. Now Patterson and other state officials are urging Texas lawmakers to follow the example of California and Pennsylvania in cracking down on oil field practices that have left leaking pipes, wells, and storage tanks. As we love to say, the farmer is really the true conservationist, I should say. And so this is going to be quite a story as it develops here. there's a reason for all of these stories. There's a reason for the season, as they say. They're all coming out here. But at the very time that we're starting to think about expanding oil and drilling, offshore oil and those sorts of things, we likely will see many more of these kinds of articles surface. But as we've also talked about here in the recent past, this whole idea of the Superfund cleanup process is true. What we see happening is that the big corporations, some small corporations, start with wildcatters. They get a great find of natural resource like oil or natural gas or gold or something else, and they come in and they extract a lot of resources and make a whole bunch of money, but then they walk away and leave the mess for someone else. But Exxon, the biggest U.S. oil producer, has neglected this stretch of Texas since its oil fields began drying up in the 70s. The state's attorney general, blah, blah, blah. Oozing chemical pits and Vav Rusa's scarred skin are emblematic of a legacy Exxon has kept to keep buried in court, even as it gears up for a return to active exploration within miles of the ranch through its pending $29.3 billion acquisition of Fort Worth, Texas-based XTO Energy, Inc. Exxon's renewed focus on North America follows nationalistic energy policies in Venezuela and Russia that reduce opportunities to profit abroad. So as other countries tell them to go take a hike, that we're not going to be pillaged, raped, robbed, and stolen by Exxon or anyone else, British Petroleum, Shell Oil, any of them, all of the black nobility got their hands black in oil. But as others tell them to buzz off, they're looking back at the United States again, and, well, that would be good for us, but would it? It coincides with fresh scrutiny in the United States that is leading Congress to examine whether stricter drilling regulations are needed. Well, isn't that just what we really need? More Environmental Protection Agency involvement standing between us and 30 cents a gallon or less fuel at the pump. Oil's ugly side? This isn't something that states are proud to advertise, said Philip Dellinger, chief of the groundwater section in the Austin, Texas office of the Environmental Protection Agency. It's the ugly side of the oil and gas business. And for those of you that don't know, OracleBroadcasting.com originates, at least in part, from 512 Conspiracy Zone, Austin, Texas. The EPA says it has no authority to force companies to address contamination on active fields and must defer to Texas regulators who let oil companies determine if sites need cleanup. This is a very lengthy article. It's going to give a lot of background on other things, but it's going to come around to this the plight, if you will, of this enormous, colossal ranch that this incident occurred on. It's going to get there. It winds around a lot to get there. In Pennsylvania, where the petroleum industry was born with Edwin Drake's 1859 discovery of crude, Governor Ed Rendell more than doubled the number of well inspectors and has asked the legislature to impose more than $400 million in new taxes on companies pumping gas from the Marcellus Shale. That's just going to make it more difficult to do underground exploration and bring gasoline and natural gas and diesel fuel to the pump at a lower price. I think the whole future of oil and gas in this country depends on the companies having to pick up the last mess, said Elizabeth Burns, 43, who lives with her family on the Encinitos Ranch where Babarusa was injured. Places like Pennsylvania and New York need strong laws or this is what they're going to get. So you can see that the dialectic is being shaped. The argument is being shaped. We needed Babarusa driving a tractor to errantly run into a natural gas line and make headline news, or at least dredge him up. This accident happened years ago. But anyway, we need somebody like this to pull it up. You know, it's like the drowning polar bear story. It's like the spotted tree frog story or something like that. You've got to be able to whip it up out of the work of your local newspaper. But anyway, we'll pick up the rest of this on the other side of these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we've returned once again looking at this article off the Bloomberg website this morning. Exxon oozing all kinds of uglies onto the into the soil and onto the soil down here in Texas around areas south of us. Anywho, this is an important issue because it's a kind of almost a perennial, it's a perennial argument. But if we can understand that our rights end where the rights of another begins, and that property and property rights, these are all fundamental basic principles to a free society, that we've had a long history here in this country as we settled and explored and opened up this country, the North American continent, to the white man as he moved from Western Europe into Eastern America and then all the way across. A lot of people have been able to prosper, and they prospered mightily by just basically extracting vast amounts of virgin resources. And so they come in, they hog it all out. That's not meaning like hogs, but they just hog it all out. They just take everything. Whole mountains of iron ore, whole mountains of this, whole mountains of that, you know. Seas and pools of oil, and they just hog it all out. They profit handsomely, mightily, colossally. Rockefellers and all the rest of them. Rothschilds, all of them. And then they walk away. and they leave the mess. And this is what Elizabeth Burns here, who lives on this ranch, says. I think the whole future of oil and gas in this country depends on the companies having to pick up the last mess. In other words, they've walked away, they've left a dreadful mess. They've taken their money and they run. And now others are left with the mess. And who's the others? Well, it's us, of course. We always get stuck with the bill. But this is interesting because choices do have consequences. And somewhere along the line, these gas leases were let. And Elizabeth Burns and family live on this property. Now, we're not talking about this. Encinitas is ranch is not a 100-acre spread. Listen to it as it develops. Depression area leases. Relatives of Burns and her husband, Stephen, own the ranch and much of the Kelsey oil field beneath it. All right. Relatives of Burns and her husband, Stephen, own the ranch and much of the Kelsey oil field beneath it. They filed a lawsuit against Exxon Chevron, which pumps oil and gas on a smaller section of the spread. The suit accuses the companies of damaging tens of thousands of acres and failing to abide by the 1930s era leases they say require operators to keep equipment clear of vegetation. Tens of thousands of acres. The Encinitas Ranch. The Kelsey oil field beneath it. We're not talking about a small spread here. Irving, Texas-based Exxon, said it spent $1.6 million last year on remediation at the ranch and has conducted numerous soil and water tests to mitigate environmental risks. We are a responsible operator and refute any accusations that suggest otherwise, said David Ellington, Eglinton, that's their stance, an Exxon spokesman. We currently have crews working to remove unneeded facilities and, where appropriate, remediate affected areas to applicable regulatory standards. Chevron, the largest U.S. oil company after Exxon, denies these unsubstantiated allegations and intends to defend itself in the litigation, said Mickey Driver. So we're lining up. Everybody's lawyering up. They're lining up. You've got pleadings. You've got allegations. We're going into court here. And this is going to be a real challenge for Ms. Burns and company. But there's more to the story. It's an expensive slog. If a judge finds Exxon and Chevron liable, they could be on the hook for hundreds of millions of dollars based on cleanup costs incurred at other companies' oil fields in California. The lawsuit is going to be an expensive slog, said Jeff Weems, Houston-based oil and gas lawyer, who has represented BP PLC, Europe's second biggest oil company, in Texas courts. The legal route is a very long and difficult row to hoe for an individual landowner, said Weems, a Democrat who's running in November for a seat on the commission that regulates the Texas oil and natural gas industry. Seems to me that Sarah Palin had a seat like that in Alaska. Quote, they generally don't have the resources to seriously take on the big oil companies that have legal departments that rival the largest law firms in size and quality. The Encinitas spread, located 40 miles from the Mexican border, is dotted with scores of still active gas pipelines. Obscured by brush and saplings that haven't been cut. Beneath the dirt, the Burns family has found leaks and dumps they blame for undrinkable water and dead trees. It's going to continue now. Defunct equipment, pollution from decades-old wells and waste pits isn't isolated to their ranch or Exxon. There are more than 100,000 old wells in Texas that haven't been capped, and thousands of defunct gas processing plants, compressor stations, and related equipment that have never been dismantled, according to the Texas Land and Minerals Owners Association, which represents 1,200 ranchers, farmers, and individuals who own stakes in oil and gas fields. Choices have consequences. There's two sides to this little puzzle. On the one hand, you've got the oil companies, and they're big, and you've got all of this stuff, and there is this stuff. It's out there. Anybody that's ever taken a drive around the blue routes in America have seen plenty of this stuff. Just all rusted steel out and about in every place. But it's a two-sided thing. Because you don't have, you don't lease, Exxon doesn't lease oil fields for free. These ranchers, these farmers, these 1,400 some odd, you know, ranchers and 1,200 ranchers, farmers and individuals who own stakes in oil and gas fields, their leases pay money. They're getting compensated. So you kind of think of it as a field. And you want to have cattle in the field, and the cattle in the field are going to return on your investment, such as they, the heifers bring forth calves, and your herd grows. But it's up to you to make sure you keep your fence in order. It's up to you to make sure the cattle have water. It's up to you to have an adequate truck and trailer outfit so that you can get them to an auction barn, sale barn. It's up to you to maintain the creek feeders. It's up to you to bring in the grain. It's up to you to do all of the work, right? Yeah, they give you money. Which is like the old story about having a dairy farm. Anybody that ever says that cows give milk ain't never milked one. You can get milk from cows, but you'll have to extract it. Good old Bessie, she's so patient. Continuing here, he says it's a pretty common problem. In Texas, said John V. McFarland, an oil and gas attorney at Graves, Doherty, Huron, and Moody in Austin, who has represented landowners with claims to 300,000 acres around the state. 300,000 acres. You know, Benvenitas, or the this Encinitas farm here, and this spread is bigger than Brooklyn, I guess, New York. It's a lot bigger than that. I can tell you that. Brooklyn's not that big. Continuing, in Benvenitas, a rural town 60 miles north of Burns Homestead, local officials sent residents letters in late 2008 warning them that their drinking water contains as much as 4.5 times as much arsenic as is considered safe by the U.S. EPA. Not a good story. Real problems. Genuine problems. And then we have a little bit of a share in this too, insofar as that we are the ones that buy the products from these companies. We go to the pumps and we pay the price. We're the ones that use the asphalts for the roads. We're the, you know, everybody's kind of in this puddle together. Contamination migrates. The contamination may have migrated from a defunct oil field on the north end of town where sludge and other waste from wells was dumped in open dirt pits for decades. Not just 1 year. Sludge and other waste from wells were dumped in open pits for decades, said J.T. Garcia, president of the Duval County Conservation and Reclamation District. He doesn't know who operated the oil field, which stopped pumping crude in the 70s, again, 40 years ago. The Burns Ranch, which covers an area equal to the size of Brooklyn, is just one example of lingering environmental damage across the swaths of the south, the west, and the east Texas from what were once regarded as acceptable oil field practices. Well, we'll find out a little bit more on that side, and then we're going to go into John Locke. I've got some interesting stuff to read to you.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Thank you. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, April the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we begin our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, we come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com in the first hour. Virtual potpourri of this global news, definitely that. Unfortunately, today it's much of disgusting, dirty global daily news that we're looking at. Environmentalists do have, you know, certain issues that are valid. People that are concerned about the quality of life on the planet have certain reasonable and valid arguments. And certainly we need to be taking a look at all of these things and keeping it in balance. I don't want to run away too far with the Sustainable Development Agenda 21 dialogue without giving plenty of space and plenty of room for accepting the accountability for our actions as we live on this planet Earth. You know, who wants to soil the nest? And certainly there's been a lot of soiling of the nest as goes along with the early oil and gas operations, and certainly we're doing plenty of that even today in the near Middle East and other places around the world. But again, this Burns Ranch covers an area equal to the size of Brooklyn, blah, blah, blah. Covered that in the first hour. Quote, talking about the various oil companies, quote, they'd just dig a pit and put the oil in it, then they'd haul it off later, or maybe they wouldn't haul it off later, depending on the price of oil at the time, said Patterson. That was the norm, and nobody said anything about it. Of course, when you're on the receiving side of these bonuses, you typically don't say anything about it. Everybody in town is there because they're wildcatters, they work for the oil companies. Everybody making money on it. And so why would you say anything? It's like spite in your nose, you know, cutting off your nose to spite your face. If this is, well, we're looking at things here, kind of hearing some funny stuff going on in the sidelines here. But if this is where you get your money, why would you make any noise about it? Why would you complain? Doesn't make any sense at all. Let's see. Hold on a minute.
Going to do this over here. There we go. Pick that up.
All right. Yeah, we had our phone lines dropped. If you're trying to call in, go ahead and try back again. The phone lines dropped there for a moment. I can almost hear these little deviations in our automated system as they happen if I pay attention. But anyway, again, they'd just dig a pit, put the oil in it, then they'd haul it off later. Maybe they wouldn't haul it off later, depending on the price of oil at the time. That was the norm. Nobody said anything about it. So they come in, rape, rob, and steal. They take up all of this natural resources, they make the money, they put it in their pocket, they go away, they leave the mess behind. That's not right. That's not right. But at the same time, the landowners that are getting paid millions, let's go down here. Exxon, which pumps more oil than every member of the OPEC except Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Iraq, declined to discuss the Burns lawsuit. The company's paid the family $19 million over the past two decades in the form of royalties. All right, they got $19 million over the past two decades in the form of royalties. don't you think that maybe the property owners would have a little bit of an interest here? Maybe the property owners would be able to take some of that $19 million and go out with a tractor and a brush hog and keep the brush down along the pipelines. After all, this is the golden goose. It's their golden goose. From time to time, don't you think they should clean out the nest? It's laying them golden eggs, $19 million over the past two decades. How many of you are listening this morning that wouldn't have enjoyed $20 million over the last 20 years, huh? Maybe they would have a little bit of an interest in this as well. But Exxon has invested $190 million in development of the field since the lease was signed in 1935, extracting 130 million barrels of crude and 980 billion cubic feet of gas. Well, I guess Exxon's got a little bit there, too. Where's the problem? I think we need to find a table, sit down, and discuss the issue. We'll be right back.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, welcome back to our Friday, April the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, welcoming all our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters to our second hour of today's broadcast. If you missed the first hour, it's all available at oraclebroadcasting.com at the Become Vocal Local show page there. You can click on that and listen to all of the archives that you like. Archived for your convenience, information, edification every single day, free of charge. You can also become a sign up to become a member and get all that in a much better stream quality, I suppose. Anyway, back to the article here. We're looking into this article that you can find up on Bloomberg this morning, Exxon Zoozing, da-da-da-da. Very interesting article. Let's see if we can get it to do it. Exxon's oozing Texas oil pits haunt residents as XTO deal nears. Lengthy article here, very lengthy article, and quite revealing. Because, you see, we're really going back in and we're re-examining in this article all of the development, all of the idea of using oil and natural gas and diesel fuel and tar and blacktop highways and building roads and all of this. But everybody's got something in here. Everybody's got a dog in this hunt here. This is more than just the Burns family against Exxon. Much bigger story than that, really, when you look at it. Again, Exxon, which pumps more oil than every member of OPEC except Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Iraq, declined to discuss the Burns lawsuit. The company has paid the family $19 million over the past two decades in the form of royalties. But remember, this is one family out of, what did they say in the earlier in the article, over 1,200 different farmers and ranchers are sitting on top of these cash cows. Exxon has invested $190 million in development of that oil field since the lease was signed in 1935. $190 million spent there. Where does the money come from? It comes out of the Federal Reserve, doesn't it? They create it out of nothing. They loan it into existence at interest. Then there's the Internal Revenue Service. They're involved in it, too. They have a share in this. They have a stake in this. The IRS, the Federal Reserve banking system. But it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. Company's presence in South Texas has enriched ranchers in their communities. Think of all the schools that have been built, the hospitals, the roads, all the grocery stores, the banks, each of the various bankers that have invested here, all the builders that built the houses and the infrastructure. Everybody made their living on this. Everybody has taken their piece of the pie. Why is it down to the Burns and Exxon, Burns and Exxon in a courtroom, wrangling and bartering back and forth? It's a much bigger problem than that. Everybody's prospered. Everybody profits. So everybody needs to pay. Well, how does that happen? All of those taxes, ever since 1935, all of this money that has been raised up in taxes, that's been spent. And while it's been spent, they just dug a pit, put the oil in it, and then they'd haul it off later, or maybe they wouldn't haul it off later at all, depending on the price of oil at the time. That was the norm. Nobody said anything about it. Our rights end where the rights of someone else begins. It's about accountability. The opportunity to profit is there. But it's about accountability. Price of pollution? All those benefits came with a price measured in pollution that has languished partly because state laws and regulatory agencies aren't designed or equipped to police environmental performance in the oil patch, said Weems and other critics. How does that happen? It's because your representatives aren't really representing you. They're representing these interests. They're representing these interests. Texas Railroad Commission, that oversees the state's oil and natural gas industry, allows companies to hire their own environmental consultants to check for contaminants. Tests on the Burns property conducted by Exxon, Netherlands-based Acadius NV, gave the site a clean bill of health, said Ramona Nye, a spokeswoman for the Austin-based commission. Elizabeth Burns has a different assessment. They buried it, she says, muck and all. Railroad Commission created in 1891 to regulate shipping rates. Remember that? We've talked about that. The Interstate Commerce Commission had its authority expanded to the nascent Texas oil industry in the early 1900s, and rampant drilling glutted world markets with crude and prices tumbled. See, everybody's involved in this. Everybody's involved in this. And so we go down this long train. We suffer this long train of abuses. Whose hands are clean? How can you rail against a socialist government when you're sitting there, 9, 8, 7, 8, or 9, 10 out of, 7 or 8 people out of every 10 people, deriving all or part of their income from government sources, some directly, some indirectly? contracts, etc. left. Two out of maybe every 10 actually being the producers, actually bringing into existence the natural resources, the land, labor, and the capital that put money out into the system. That's where the wealth is really made, land, labor, and capital. Anyway, there's so much. Going back into and continuing our study a little bit, that's it for the news. Going back into and continuing our study of civil government, John Locke. Again, John Locke, born in 1632, educated at Winchester and Christ Church, Oxford. Lecturer in Greek and rhetoric at Oxford from 1660 to 1662. Writing this work here somewhere in the neighborhood of 1690, shortly before his death, apparently. And this is from the true end of, let's get it right, Will. Here it is. Book 2, an essay concerning the true original extent and the end of civil government. I would encourage you to go back and look at this. Perhaps you can find it on the web. Perhaps you can buy a copy of it for yourself. I think it should be in every man's library, and certainly that's the title of this book. It was published by Every Man's Library. It's another one of these things, just like the Modern Library series, where it attempts to bring the very best information in the Enlightenment and from reason into the hands of the people to balance their training and studies in theology and all things religion. Of course, this little book is number 751 out of the Every Man's Library, so you can imagine they had quite a field of books to study. And this particular part, this being too lengthy to read everything in here, we'll come back to it from time to time and refer to it, I'm certain. It's valuable information. But this part here from chapter 18, isn't that convenient, chapter 18, 3:6, is of tyranny. And this is what John Locke has written here. As usurpation is the exercise of power which another hath a right to, so tyranny is the exercise of power beyond right, which nobody can have a right to. I'll start it again. As usurpation is the exercise of power which another hath a right to, so tyranny is the exercise of power beyond right, which nobody can have a right to. And this is making use of the power anyone has in his hands, not for the good of those who are under it, but for his own private, separate advantage. Tyranny. Find out more about tyranny from John Locke on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000.
Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Confident that most of you have probably already listened to or heard the information that was presented yesterday by Doug Owens on his broadcast. He interviewed a fellow named Michael Murphy. And if you didn't catch that, you might go back up and look at blacklistednewsradio.com, listen to the archive of that, or go up to Blacklisted News and find the links. But this Truth Media Productions, geoengineeringwatch.org, talking about the amount of aluminum that's being sprayed into the atmosphere as part of the chemtrails program. And as you know, many of you know anyway, that fluoride is a byproduct of aluminum production. I don't know how much fluoride is created as a byproduct in making all of this aluminum that's being sprayed into the air along with the barium, strontium, and other things. But certainly, there's a cost that's associated with this. And basically, it's an open declaration of war on the people of the United States to do so, and steps far beyond any reasonable comprehension of what would be in the mind of the people when we established our system of government to allow such a tyrannical thing to be happening. Let's find out a little bit more. Go back well before the beginning, the founding of this country, 70-some years before. The words of John Locke, which, as I have continued to study this, I can see the importance and how much of his writings find their way into our Northwest Ordinance and into the Declaration of Independence and into the Constitution itself, really begins to help me connect a lot of dots, as they say. But again, as usurpation is the exercise of power which another has the right to, so tyranny is the exercise of power beyond right, which nobody can have a right to. And this is making use of the power anyone has in his hands, not for the good of those who are under it, but for his own private, separate advantage. When the governor, however entitled, makes not the law, but his will, the rule and his commands and actions are not directed to the preservation of the properties of his people, but the satisfaction of his own ambitions, revenge, covetousness, or any other irregular passion. That is tyranny. We live like that today. Here's his paragraph 200. If one can doubt this to be truth or reason because it comes from the obscure hand of a subject, in other words, from the humble hand of John Locke writing, I hope the authority of a king will make it pass with him. King James, in his speech to the Parliament in 1603, tells them thus, I will ever prefer the wheel, W-E-A-L, the wheel of the public, and of the whole commonwealth. You see, commonweal, commonwealth. In making of good laws and constitutions to any particular and private ends of mine. Thinking ever the wealth and the weal of the commonwealth to be my greatest weal and worldly felicity, a point wherein a lawful king doth directly differ from a tyrant. In government, it begins with attitude and intent. And here King James is establishing for those in Parliament in 1603 his intent. For I do acknowledge that the special and greatest point of difference that is between a rightful king and a usurping tyrant is this. Take note, Barry, listen carefully, that whereas the proud and ambitious tyrant, you see him stand in front of Congress assembled as he gave his speech before the nation, as Jorge Bush said it, his address, presidential address to Congress, chin jutting out, looking so regal. The difference between a rightful king and a usurping tyrant is this, that whereas the proud and ambitious tyrant doth think his kingdom and people are only ordained for satisfaction of his desires and unreasonable appetites, the righteous and just king doth, by the contrary, acknowledge himself to be ordained for procuring the wealth and property of his people. And again, in his speech to the Parliament in 1609, he hath these words, quote, the king, this is King James of King James Bible Version, the king binds himself by a double oath to the observation of the fundamental laws of his kingdom, tacitly as being a king, and so bound to protect as well the people as the laws of his kingdom, and expressly, by his oath at his coronation. How many takes did it take to get a good one for Barry the usurper to complete such a simple thing as an oath? How long will it be before he presents his birth records to the Americans and the world? So as every king, every just king in a settled kingdom is bound to observe that paction made to his people by his laws in framing his government agreeable thereunto, according to that paction with God made with Noah after the deluge. Quote, hereafter, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease while the earth remaineth. And therefore a king governing in a settled kingdom leaves to be a king and degenerates into a tyrant as soon as he leaves off to rule according to his laws. Close quote. And a little after, King James said this, quote, therefore all kings that are not tyrants or perjured will be glad to bound themselves within the limits of their laws, and they persuade them the contrary are vipers, pests, both against them and the commonwealth. Close quote. Thus, that learned king, who well understood the notions of things, makes the difference between a king and a tyrant to consist only in this, that one makes the laws the bounds of his power and the good of the public the end of his government. The other makes all give way to his own will and appetite. Obamacare, the abomination. But certainly Jorge Bush was up to his eyes in tyranny as well, as his predecessor, William Jefferson Clinton, as well as his predecessor, Bush. A long train of abuses. Here is Locke's 201st. Paragraph in this treatise. It is a mistake to think this fault is proper only to monarchies. Other forms of government are liable to it as well as that. For wherever the power that is put in any hands for the government of the people and the preservation of their properties is applied to other ends. You see the end of government? The true end, the original and the true end of government? In this treatise, he repeats it over and over and over again so that we understand and comprehend why we have government in the first place. The problem is not government. The problem is abuses in government, the tyrants that we allow and that we suffer to rule us in tyranny, in despotism. But again, we have a break. And after this break, we'll be back with more. John Locke. Your calls are welcome. 866-81-1066.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so it's been said that the woman asked of Dr. Franklin Benjamin, what form of government have you given us? And he replies, paraphrasing no doubt, a republic, if you can keep it. We'd be well advised to understand what was in the mind of our founders when they set up this system of government. Are we as well prepared today to defend it as they were in their day to create it? I think not. But what a blessing it is to have James as a listener to encourage me, to take the opportunity to read this treatise, and I'm so glad that I have now. I'm going to spend more time on this over the weekend. But once again, and continuing, paragraph 201 under chapter 18 of Tyranny, it's a mistake to think that the fault is proper only to monarchies. Other forms of government are liable to it as well as that, for wherever the power that is put in any hands for the government of the people and the preservation of their properties is applied to other ends and made use of to impoverish, harass, or subdue them to the arbitrary and irregular commands of those that have it, there it presently becomes tyranny, whether those that thus use it are one or many. Thus we are read of the 30 tyrants at Athens, as well as one at Syracuse, and the intolerable dominion of the Decemviri at Rome was nothing better. Paragraph 202. Wherever law ends, tyranny begins. If the law be transgressed to another's harm, and whosoever in authority exceeds the power given him by the law, and make use of the force he has under his command to compass that upon the subject which the law allows not, ceases in that to be a magistrate, and acting without authority may be opposed as any other man who by force invades the right of another. May be opposed. A well-established principle. Understandings in the common law of our people. Continuing. This is acknowledged in subordinate magistrates. He that hath authority to seize my person in the street may be opposed as a thief and a robber if he endeavors to break into my house to execute a writ, notwithstanding that I know he has such a warrant and such a legal authority as will empower him to arrest me abroad. We're to be free in our persons, our places, our effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. When you're in your house, upon a warrant of probable cause and so on and so forth. And why should this not hold in the highest as well as in the most inferior magistrates, I would gladly be informed. The sauce for the goose is sauce fit for the gander. No one is above the law. Is it reasonable that the eldest brother, because he has the greatest part of his father's estate, should thereby have a right to take away any of his younger brother's portions? Or that a rich man who possessed a whole country should from thence have a right to seize, when he pleased, the cottage and garden of his poor neighbor? That being rightfully possessed of great power and riches exceeding beyond the greatest part of the sons of Adam is so far from being an excuse, much less a reason for rapine and oppression, which the endamaging another without authority is, that it is a great aggravation to it. For exceeding the bounds of authority is no more a right in a great than a petty officer, no more justifiable in a king than a constable, but so much the worse in him as that he has more trust put in him. And this theme of trust comes up over and over again, and we're going to speak in greater detail on trust in another broadcast. But so much the worse in him as that he has more trust put in him, is supposed from the advantage of education and counselors to have better knowledge and less reason to do it, having already a greater share than the rest of his brethren. And you're held to a higher standard. The more ostensibly your education is greater, and your wealth is greater, and your influence is greater, and your power is greater, you are held to a higher standard. And thus we look to the Senate. We expect the very best. We know what we inspect. We know what we expect. We expect their best. But it's up to us, you and me, to inspect, to make sure that we're getting what we expect, which is their very best. And when they're deficient, our founders had it in mind that the states would recall the senators. And in our own states, that we would get them out quickly. They're held to a higher standard. Paragraph 203, may the commands then of a prince be opposed? Question mark. May he be resisted as often as any one shall find himself aggrieved, and but imagine he has not right done him. This will unhinge and overturn all polities, and instead of government and order leave nothing but anarchy and confusion. Now be careful. If you find that quoted someplace with John Locke's name under it, realize that you're going to have to verify all of these paragraphs and all of these quotations as you find them and where you find them. This is part of a long study. Taken out of context, that paragraph would indeed overturn and unhinge all polities. And instead of government and order, leave nothing but anarchy and confusion. But to this, Locke answers, in other words, this was a rhetorical paragraph, 203, 204, to this I answer, that force is to be opposed to nothing but to unjust and unlawful force. Whoever makes any opposition in any other case draws on himself a just condemnation, both from God and man, and no such danger or confusion will follow, as is often suggested. And then he's going to go on here a little bit further. I'm going to jump down because it's too lengthy a section. And I think what I'll do is I'll leave off on tyranny, because there's a lot to it. A lot to understand these usurpations, the long train of abuses that come in. Let's go over here and see if I can't pick this up. Yes. Let's talk about the dissolution of government for a minute. Chapter 19, the last chapter in the treatise. He that will with any clearness speak of the dissolution of government ought in the first place to distinguish between the dissolution of the society and the dissolution of the government. Got to be so careful. As wise physicians, we need to make certain that our cure proposed or enacted isn't worse than the disease that we had. That we don't kill the patient with our cures and remedies. It was the society, it was the people that created government. And another government will emerge. But before you dissolve one government, remember even in the Declaration, not for light or transient reasons. We do have a right and a duty to throw off such tyrants, but not for light or transient reasons. My memory serves me right. It's the society, that which makes the community and brings men out of the loose state of nature into one politic society, is the agreement which everyone has with the rest to incorporate and act as one body, and so be one distinct commonwealth. Yes, we're all individuals. We're all in this pickle together. But we've made an agreement, a pact, to come together, incorporate in one common wheel, one common body. And we raised up a government for that purpose. Governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. The usual and almost only way whereby this union is dissolved is the inroad of foreign force making a conquest upon them. Do we have a foreign force making a conquest upon us? Banking community, the international global banking community. The five sons and five daughters of Mayor Amschel Bauer Rothschild. And all of their minions for hundreds of years. I care not who makes the laws, allow me to control the money. And I care not. Come back to this in a moment. Stay with us.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so it always leaves me wondering how it was possible 40 years ago for me to graduate from high school and to come out of high school and go on into college and having never, ever, ever been introduced to these writings of John Locke. How can it possibly be? We study all manner of things, ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth, but we don't even go back. We're not even introduced to this kind of material that gives us an understanding of not only who we are, but whose we are. And what was in the minds of our founders. Is it any surprise, as Trevor Colburn found, and in the lamp of experience, the Whig history, and the intellectual origins of the American Revolution, can there be any surprise that in almost every one of our founders' libraries were found copies of these treatises by John Locke? Continuing, again, paragraph 211, chapter 19, the final chapter of The Dissolution of Government. The usual and almost only way whereby this union is dissolved is the inroad of foreign force making a conquest upon them. And we finance the United Nations. We house them on the slaughterhouse in New York, East River. For in that case, not being able to maintain and support themselves as one entire and independent body, the union belonging to that body, which consisted therein, must necessarily cease. Destroy the society. Turn the wife against the husband against the wife, the daughter against the mother, and the son against the father, and the son against the daughter. You turn them all against each other. You open the door to rampant illegal immigration. You set aside sound policy and procedure. Allow multiculturalism and bilingualism to exist in a society, and the society collapses, and when the society collapses, the government goes with it. Whenever society is dissolved, it is certain that the government of that society cannot remain. Thus, conquerors' swords often cut up governments by the roots and mangle societies to pieces, separating the subdued or scattered multitude from the protection of and the dependence of that society which ought to have preserved them from violence. Sound like our national policy? The world is too instructed, too well instructed in, and too forward to allow this way of dissolving of governments to need any more to be said of it. How well were you instructed in this? How forward are you to allow this way of dissolving governments? He continues, and there wants not much argument to prove that where the society is dissolved, the government cannot remain, that being as impossible as for the frame of a house to subsist when the materials of it are scattered and displaced by a whirlwind or jumbled into a confused heap by an earthquake. We sow our seeds. We reap the whirlwind. Before this overturning from without, governments are dissolved from within. First, when the legislative is altered, civil society being a state of peace amongst those who are of it, from whom the state of war is excluded by the umpires, which they have provided in their legislative for the ending all differences that may arise among any of them. When the legislative is altered, it is in their legislative that the members of a commonwealth are united and combined together into one coherent living body. Congress assembled. How is this dismembering affected? By the creation, by the allowing, by the letting of parties and factions to creep in amongst us. The radical red Republicans and the very O2 socialist Democrats, equally socialist libertarians, and the all too few constitutionists, and all of the factions, this pluralistic world that we live in, every dog and pony show that can get a corporate license can appeal to the sympathy and empathy of the people in this mommy state for financing. And then you have things like the World Wildlife Fund growing up, and the Sierra Club, and all the rest of that. The Nature Conservancy, one of the largest, if not the largest, landholders on the planet. Pluralism. All of the various fraternities and social orders, and everyone championing, and all of the lobbies, and everyone championing, like so many birds up on a fence wire, cheeping in the morning sun, waiting to be fed, wanting their piece of the pie. The census is conducted on that principle. Wouldn't you want a piece of the pie for your community? Get your piece, get your take. Don't you want those TARP funds? Build America bonds? As Mike Chambers says, there's a money fairy someplace in the background. Continuing here, This is the soul that gives form and life and unity to the Commonwealth. From hence, the several members have their mutual influence, sympathy, and connection. And therefore, when the legislative is broken or dissolved, a dissolution and death follows. To energize from within, embed within the existing established two-party political system, take it back from within. We cannot suffer it to dissolve. It will be our destruction. For the essence and the union of the society consisting in having one will, the legislative, when once established by the majority, has the declaring and, as it were, keeping of that will. The constitution of the legislative is the first and fundamental act of society. The first thing you do, you come together in your local voting precinct group. We've talked about it from Robert's Rules of Order, putting together your bylaws. How will we conduct ourselves in deliberative assembly? Our primary goal is the protection of our property. Nothing else really matters. You protect property, everything else takes care of itself. If you rightly understand property and how absolutely essential it is to a free people. Karl Mordecai Marx, Communist Manifesto, plank number one, the abolition of private property is the abolition of you and me and all forms of society and thence all forms of government. What a wicked man. What a wicked plan. How carefully laid and how completely it has ensnared the entire planet, a specter hanging on this planet Earth. When any one or more shall take upon them to make laws whom the people have not appointed so to do, they make laws without authority. A tyrant, the usurper, nothing he can sign or say has any force and effect in law. He's a tyrant, a usurper, has no authority. When any one or more shall take upon them to make laws whom the people have not appointed so to do, they make laws without authority, which the people are not therefore bound to obey, by which means they come again to be out of subjection, and they constitute to themselves a new legislative, as they think best, being in full liberty to resist the force of those who without authority would impose anything upon them. It's both our right and our duty to throw off such an aberration. Everyone is at the disposer of his own will. When those who had, by the delegation of the society, the declaring of the public will are excluded from it, and others usurp the place who have no such authority or delegation. It's my intuition and use of the word bury, you know, the words bury the usurper. Spot on then, they're right today. They have no such authority. Usurping the place of another. Well, we're fresh out of time. Bobble-headed doll looks behind him at the clock. Hope you enjoyed this week of broadcasting. I've certainly enjoyed being here. I'll be back again on Monday. Thank you very much for listening. Make full use of the archives, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. Liberty LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar-powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.